On the Claire's Matt and Kimber catch-up, the Bachelorette Georgia Love gives us the inside word on the two intruders now competing for her loves.
Claire's Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high-tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Story has emerged of a 42-year-old Rob Jenner who basically likes to walk around, do some work at his house wearing nothing but a tool belt and a smile.
He loves to nude up, and the funny thing was that he claims to not wear clothes because he's worried about splinters, which doesn't seem to... He wears boots and a work belt, a utility belt like Batman.
But he's just doing his own renovations. He's in his own place, but the neighbours have made complaints and had him arrested.
Yeah.
So we want to know what it is that you're doing naked. Ruth is in Piara Waters. Ruth, it's your husband who's doing something naked.
Yes, it is. He sometimes goes out and takes the washing in off the line, or he puts the hose in the pool to fill the pool up. So... yeah, sometimes he does a few things outside naked.
Well, that sounds perfectly reasonable, Ruth, hanging out the washing in your birthday suit.
Yes.
Do you ever yell at him?
No, I just think, oh, well, there he goes again.
Do you get any drop-in callers, though? Like, I mean, I go to my parents' place, I've still got a key to the house, I just turn up unannounced. I would be quite horrified if Dad was out nude filling up the pool.
I actually do worry about that sometimes because I have no way of running out there and telling him before I go to the door to hurry up and get out of sight.
What's his name, Ruth, your hubby?
Keith.
Oh, great to see Keith hiding amongst the washing because the Mormons have arrived at the door.
It is starting to warm up, so there'll be some evaporation, so get Keith to pop the hose back in.
Thanks, Ruth.
Oh, take evaporation over shrinkage any day.
Erica's in High Wycombe. Erica, what are you doing that's naked?
Well, I drive road trains up north, and at night time I pull over in the parking bays and shower on the side of the road.
Yep, nothing wrong with that.
Oh.
So have you got a shower hooked up to, just at the parking areas, is it? Or?
Yeah, just at the parking area out in the middle of nowhere by myself, and I've got a bucket and you've got a water tank and you just stand there and it's really awesome.
Oh, I see, yeah.
See, that sounds, I can see the freedom in that.
Yeah.
I'm like, have you ever had anyone drive past or?
Yeah, can anyone see you from the highway?
No, not really.
Right.
You sort of stay a bit hidden away, but... you got to keep an eye out, though, yeah.
Yep.
It's sort of one with nature there, isn't it?
It is. It's really awesome. And you've got the breeze on you and it is. It's pretty awesome. I like it. And you can walk around for a while because there's no one around. It's
that's great. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Under the stars. Beautiful.
Up north.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if I knew, it'd be the busiest truck stop in the city. Unreal.
See, nudity sounds so romantic all of a sudden.
Wow, it's
public
liberating.
Nudity.
Yeah, stop, rest, revive and get your gear off.
Yeah.
Fiona's in Como. Fiona, what are you doing?
Hi.
What are you doing that's why you're naked?
I garden naked.
Oh, hello.
Ah, okay, front yard or backyard?
That's a very personal question.
I reckon.
I garden my veggie patch naked.
Oh, okay.
And so
I just planted a crop of corn.
Yep,
right.
I love the giggles. Do you wear gloves, Fiona?
I can't stop laughing.
Do you wear gloves?
Gloves are the only thing I wear.
Right, okay.
And I love this. It sounds like this is the first time you've told anyone, Fiona. Like,
you know what? Like... it is, and it's even worse because I'm actually a landscaper for a job.
So. Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh, I can see the ad.
Oh, no. Maybe I should do a shout-out for Wanda's Weeding and Gardening.
I think you just did.
I still think there's little risk in gardening nude, isn't there? I mean, I feel like this guy's doing home renovations. There's some risk there. But, like, gardening, it's pretty safe. You haven't had any accidents.
Oh, look, I haven't tripped and fell yet. Everything's still working. I'm still okay.
Good. Yeah. Just be care of the roses, yeah.
It's
cute.
Yeah,
but... I think it works. My veggie patch is actually blooming, so I think it's a special patch.
Oh, we'll leave that alone. But I did have a nasty incident once getting things tangled up in some rocket, but I'm through it now.
Right.
Hey, thanks, Giggly Fiona. Well done. Good luck with the business.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
I love that. She got that off her chest.
This is a place of no judgment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
We talk about lots of things when it comes to our Damian Martin here at Mix 94.5. And apart from everything else, the beauty of the NBL is that the National Basketball League announced yesterday that every game of these 2016-17 season will be shown live in China. So this interview is going to be done completely by Damian Martin in Mandarin.
Shishi.
G'day, mate. Welcome. That's all I got. Good start.
Are they big into basketball in China? They are, right?
Oh, yeah.
Massive. It is there. Between basketball and soccer, it's huge. I remember we had an emerging boomers team, so it's kind of like our B or C grade team. We headed over to China, played their national team without Yao Ming, without a bunch of their stars, and we still had 500 million people tune into the game.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's okay. Incredible. So for us to get live coverage throughout China, even though it sounds weird having another nation's... we watch the NBA, and we're in no way comparing ourselves to the NBA, but the Chinese will tune in, and that's fantastic for us.
And you can stand up in Perth and see Yao Ming from here. He's still so tall.
Exactly right. It's 7'4". Yeah. We got to meet him once, and I felt tiny.
Doesn't it just seem big that many people are watching it there? But I just watched you guys play China down at the basketball centre, they were down there, and I was like, oh, it's quite an aggressive game. Yeah. Aggressive players.
So that's Kimber's way of saying she won't be one of the 500 million. So I'll let you know how we go.
Now, look, we will get to the basketball some more, but tell us about your new family. How's Britt? How's Maggie?
Oh, Brittany's been amazing. So I brought Maggie into the studio. So this is her first appearance at 94.5.
Yeah.
But she's been sensational. Brittany's taken a motherhood so naturally, and I'm very much just an assistant or a plus one. I'm certainly the third wheel in this whole family.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
But yeah, whenever she makes a little bit of noise, I'm straight out of bed. She okay? Yeah, she's sleeping. Just let her sleep.
Yep.
But then, it's just amazing. It's changed my life in the last few weeks, and fortunately, she is a pretty good sleeper, so I can't complain too much. But it's funny when Brittany has to change the nappy. She goes and does it. Everything's fine. I've got my mum in town. When I go to change a nappy, I'll start it, and before you know it, I've got mum over the left shoulder, Brittany over the right shoulder.
Have your advisors.
Just put it up a little bit higher. Oh, Damien, stop going back to front. So I've learned all the hard things. But I'm learning. I'm learning as I go.
Mum, I've got this.
Yeah,
all
exactly
right?
Right?
I've got this. Now, the season kicks off on Thursday, right? You're in Brisbane.
Yeah, off to the airport after this. Brisbane, which is fantastic. I think it's been about 9 years since we saw the Bullets in the league.
Mm.
So to have Brisbane bats, fantastic from a player's perspective and from a supporter's point of view. But hopefully we can win on their first return game. And then we come back here for a game on Saturday against Nate Jarwar and the Cairns Taipans. So big Nate will be back in town. And I can't wait. It'll be weird going against him. And hopefully I don't get hit on one of those screens that at 140 kilos, 6'10", it does hurt a little bit.
Well, it feels a bit like 5 minutes ago that you want to check championship ring with him, but bring him on. There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. I've been told he's lost 20 kilos, so when I say he's 140, that's probably after the 20 kilos. He is a big human.
Slim down to a block of flats.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
To steal an old barrel line.
Yeah, well, there's a few changes to our team, but who's our import? Who's our new guy?
Yeah, well, the NBL changed rules in the offseason. We can now have three imports. So we've retained Casey Prather, was our MVP last season, and he's taken his game to another level. He just looks ready for the NBA. So I dare say if we can hold on to him for this season, we'll see him playing abroad next year. And then the other two imports we've got are Jaron and Jamil, and they are incredible athletes. So I think the supporters are going to love seeing how many dunks that they're going to put on a show each and every week.
Showtime,
so I'm excited.
The Jays.
It's an excuse for me to pass. Be like, why didn't you dunk it? Well, I don't really. I'll give it to the other guys.
And of course, last time we spoke to you was the Olympics, and that was very clear from speaking to you that was a once in a lifetime experience on many levels. You really enjoyed it, right?
It was a dream come true. It was everything I'd hoped for and more. I remember watching the 92 Olympics as an 8-year-old with my eldest brother.
Yep.
We'd video every game, watch replays on the old VHS, and since then I was determined to be an Olympian. And when I got cut from London, to be honest, I thought I'd be too old come Rio, so to hear my name called out and then go through the whole experience was incredible. But after a month and a half away with Andrew Bogut, Matthew Dellavedova, Patty Mills, there's only so many times I can slip my credit card bill under their room and they still didn't pay it. So that was the only thing I feel like I really failed at. But it would have been lovely winning that bronze medal game. But all in all, it was an incredible few weeks.
Yeah. And to add to the perfection that is Damian Martin and family, Maggie waited to be born.
Well, you got Maggie's on that,
which is really considerate.
That was unreal.
Well, she was fashionably late. I think she's got a father's sense of direction. She didn't know how to get out. So she actually went to 42 weeks. So we end up having to get induced. But it's been amazing.
No, she's a proper Australian. She knows nothing gets in the way of an Olympic Games.
And she came out wearing pluggers. It was amazing. She's a pure-bled Aussie.
You've got to love that. And mate, my kids are going on 19 and 16. They grow up so quickly. But how about that moment when you have to put the baby in the car and have that responsibility of taking them home? And it's an unusual moment, isn't it, in your life?
Well, this is how bad of a driver I am. Brittany did it without me.
Hey, there you go. No, trust.
I had training. I was like, oh, I'll be there, you know, in an hour. She's like, no, I think I'm going to get mum to drive us home. So, yeah, I missed that. But even driving in here today, yeah, I do keep looking in the rear view. Is everything okay? Yeah. I'm a bit of a nervous wreck behind the wheel. I think I was going to be the first parent. Had I been there at the hospital when we were okay to leave, they would have called an Uber home with a baby seat. So
brilliant.
Yeah, it's been good times.
Yeah, responsible for another one. Good to see you, Dave. Go Wildcats against the Bullets, first game of the year.
Thanks, guys.
Clarsy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
His body of work is so much more than Men Behaving Badly and Doc Martin and countless wildlife documentaries, but he's in Perth to talk about Martin Clunes, Islands of Australia. Martin Clunes, welcome and good to see you in Perth.
Thank you.
Martin, how did you score the gig exploring Australia?
Yeah, lucky me, eh?
That's sensational.
Really good gig. I did a thing called the Islands of Britain that played over here and did quite well. And someone at Channel 7 said, why don't you do the Islands of Oz? And a few years later, I did.
Terrific. So what is it about islands that you love?
I think everybody likes them, don't they?
They do.
I always say, like, if you took two lakes and one had an island in it, that would be the one that drew your attention.
That's true.
And people go to islands for holidays for some reason. There's something about the, I don't know, the edge and the containment. And you get with the communities that live there is really interesting.
Yes.
You know, they're all different and they're all their own thing, but there are commonalities to them. There's a sort of pride in their island and their identity, and they look after one another. And if you have a row, you have to make it up because you've got, you can't
yeah,
go anywhere.
Of course, that's right.
Yeah. Get dealt with.
You're off the island.
Yeah.
Mark, were you ever surprised or were you astounded by how different, not just with geography, but also with the different makeup and the flora and fauna on all of these islands? Every island is so different, isn't it?
Completely different, yeah. So different. And the animals you have over here are just, I've met a thing called a quoll.
Oh, yes, I know about quolls, yeah.
We were in Tasmania filming with the devils there, and a quoll had got itself in one of the traps. And what a thing.
An extremely brilliant marsupial that's much underrated in this country, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice looking
tough,
thing. Yeah,
really tough, aggressive, yeah.
When Martin says filming with the devils, he's not talking about just naughty people who like to drink from TV stations.
The Taz devils, yeah.
But Martin, you have been acting from a very early age and your father was an actor, so you've had that direction and consistently worked as a successful actor too. What is the secret?
Luck.
Really? Can't be. It's all that. I mean, I know there's all that hard work, but.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Why you over anyone else?
All right.
You're off the island.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm funny looking, maybe. I don't know. I've just been lucky, I think. Really lucky. And to be in a show like Men Behaving Badly was a real gift. That's when people learnt my name.
Oh, mm-hmm. It was such a wonderful show.
Thanks. Yeah.
Such a wonderful show.
Oh, we loved doing it.
I was thinking about Men Behaving Badly yesterday because I went back and was looking up some old episodes and whatnot, and I noticed some criticism that is probably written retrospectively about, you know, it's celebrating men acting irresponsibly and being laddish. And I wonder, do you think comedy has had to change, or do you think you could make Men Behaving Badly now in the same way?
I think it would be much hard, not as in difficult, but it would be harder, more brutal, I think.
Right.
Because we weren't that rude.
No, I didn't think so.
No, not really.
We didn't celebrate it because we never won. The girls won.
They did,
yeah. We were idiots. And that's why it was funny. We got caught up and people would say, oh, it's a zeitgeist thing, it's a movement, there's lads mags and this whole thing, and we were just trying to be funny. Literally, we were just trying to be funny.
I thought it was very gentle,
really gentle.
I think particularly now, looking back too, there's a real innocence to it.
Now everything has to be so edgy, and you know, which I love, you know, the sort of Ricky Gervais thing where you're slightly uncomfortable.
It's a bit that awkward.
And language, we couldn't swear.
No, which has become just part of the gig now to a large degree.
I actually got in trouble because I remembered, you know, way back in an interview, I said, you know, things change. I said, you can say things now that you couldn't say 10 years ago. And I said, you know, probably in the next 10 years, they'll be swearing on children's programs.
Yes.
Then, yeah. Then I got attacked by all the reactionary press saying, you know, this man, who does he think he is? The destruction of values.
Oh, right. Oh, really? Oh, okay. You're on Sesame Street.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Martin, before you go, every Brit that comes in, we have to talk about cricket. Now, we meet a lot of them at the cricket every year at the Wacker. Are you a cricket tragic or not? Because I think it's one or the other.
No, not bothered.
Yeah, that's good.
I grew up with women. Sport passed me by.
Yes.
Yeah. And spending a bit of time on the farm when you're not working. Good to see you, and we look forward to seeing this one on 7.
Oh, great. Thanks very much.
Martin Clunes, Islands of Australia premieres Friday at 8:30 p.m. on Channel 7.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Have yourself a brilliant Wednesday, October 5. If you missed anything from today's show, subscribe to the Clancy, Matt and Kimber catch up on your favourite podcast app.
Now. The moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Gee, I'm not having very good luck with the girlfriend department. My girlfriend said that she's leaving me because of my obsession with CB radios.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's over. Over. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.